Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you were talking about a friend you visited who has a home in kind of a bubble, and you mentioned when or if the grid goes down, and we didn't complete that thought. Can you go back to that, please, and tell us what you were going to tell us.
Okay. Now, my friend's a nice lady. Okay, I like my friend. But she's living in the suburbs, and she's in the suburban bubble, okay, which means that as long as the supermarket down the road is open, and as long as there's electricity in the power line, and as long as the cell towers are up, everything's good. But, you know, if one of those things goes away, you know, then she's going to start to struggle. Everybody's going to struggle in the suburbs because there's no food there. There's no independent water supply there, you know. And when I lived in the suburbs, I put a 17,500-litre water tank in my driveway, and it was about, I don't know, 10 feet across at the base, and it basically took up the whole back end of my driveway and cut off one of the bays to my garage. I had a two-bay garage, and it cut off one of the bays to my garage, and everybody around me looked at me as if I'd gone rather insane, and they said, You're kidding. Why did you do that for? And I said, it's for water. And they said, you can turn on a tap. And I said, yeah, you don't get it, do you? You know? And I knew, even in that suburban setting, that even if the whole world collapsed, I'd be fine. And at that time, I was experimenting with off-grid solar power systems, and I went and I found out how to do it properly, and I installed, the name just escapes me. I think it's called something like a transfer switch on my meter board, you know, on my fuse board, and so that I could have it on, you know, grid supply. And I could have all the electricity turned off, and then I could have it to my off-grid supply, which was my solar power system, which was tiny, you know, and the battery was tiny, but I was experimenting. I was playing with it, and I ended up getting bigger batteries, more panels, a bigger inverter, better charge controllers, just gradually building it up. You know, and my friends used to look at me and they used to shake my head, their heads, and, you know, just sort of go, oh, this is crazy. But, oh, well, I suppose it keeps you out of trouble, so off you go. And I was doing things like, and this was on a eighth of an acre of land, 800 square meter suburban block. And I had, you know, vegetables growing in bathtubs. And I had fruit trees, and I had fish ponds with silver perch in them. This was in a frost-free environment. This was in Geraldton, Western Australia. And I was even experimenting with growing things like bananas and that sort of thing in Geraldton, which you can grow there. But, you know, it was, you know, people didn't get it because I think that I was one of the only people doing that, you know. I had an Aboriginal lady up the road, and she saw what I was doing, and she said, "Oh, Jenny, you know what you need. You know what you need, them prickly pear." And I said, "What's a prickly pear?" And she said, "You come my place, I'll get you some." And she had this prickly pear, a Pontia Ferguson Dyka Indian fig prickly pear, growing at her place. And her place didn't really have much. You know, it was pretty bare. Because actually she didn't really want to spend much time there. She would much rather have been out in the bush. But she had this Indian fig, prickly pear, and she gave me a leaf of it, or a few leaves of it. And I planted them in my, actually right next to a water tank, and, you know, they grew, as they do. And, you know, I tasted the fruit and I was hooked. And when I moved out here, when the opportunity came for me to get given, you know, several hundred prickly pear pads, I took up the offer. And I took them out and I planted them along the fence lines of my land. And they're growing now and they're producing fruit. And when the, you know, when this project is finished, you know, which I don't think it ever will be because I'll just keep expanding the plantation. I about double the number of prickly pears now that I grow each year with, you know, basically cutting off each plant and planting it somewhere else. So that means that I double the number of prickly pears that I grow each year. And, you know, I'll grow them along the fence lines that don't take up any extra room, because the fence lines take up room anyway. And they will, you know, they grow a fruit where, you know, if I sell the fruit to the greengrocers, I can get $2.50 a kilo for it. And that might not sound like much, but if you've got a couple of tons of it, to the quantity where you could move it at market, then, you know, at a wholesale fruit market, people will buy that, Vincent. They'll buy that at a wholesale fruit auction. You know, big grocers will buy it at a wholesale fruit auction. And eventually I plan to make a living of that. But even in the meantime, if you have this fruit, and this is just an example of how we do things and how we think. The prickly pears grow here. They need no attention from me once they're established. They just grow. They're native to Arizona and New Mexico. They grow out in the middle of the wilderness and nobody cares about them. They just do their thing, you know. But I put them out in my paddock, and I grow them, and then they produce fruit, and then I go around with a set of tongs, and I pick the fruit, and I put them in a box, and I take them to the grocers, you know, and then I sell them to the grocers, and then that money is not profit. Not profit, okay? That money that I get from them gets put back into my hobby. So it's not income, all right? This is a hobby farm. That means it's a farm that's a hobby, and the intention is for the hobby to fund itself, and it funds itself through things like sales of prickly pear, okay? And from that money that I get from the sales of the prickly pear, I do things like buy fencing wire, buy tools, buy replacement parts and equipment and pumps, for example, to expand into other areas of horticulture. And eventually, it will get to the point where it's producing enough income to where it's not a hobby anymore, to where it's actually, I can say that that's an income. But until that time, it's a hobby. Does that make sense, Vincent? And you can earn up to $5,000 in Australia. According to our tax code, you can earn up to $5,000 a year from your hobby. And it's not taxable.
Yeah, I would say here in the United States, I would call that a business. And you would start a business, whether it's a hobby or not, start a business. And the profit, roll that right back into the business to do exactly what you do, buy tools, buy fuel, buy things that are used for the business. And what you end up with is you don't have any money per se, but what you do have is a lot of things like fuel tanks, water tanks, garden tools, rototillers, whatever you want for that, we'll call it a business or a hobby. Gwyneth, you mentioned the suburban bubble. And here in the United States, we do some really dumb things. People want their properties to look uniform and nice and manicured. So they have homeowners associations which will prevent you from doing things like planting vegetables in your yard. And there are zoning ordinances as well as homeowners association rules that will prevent you from doing such things. Don't move in those areas. You know, make sure if you're going to have a place, that it's not controlled so that you can't grow your own food. And if things go really bad, who cares? Grow your own, except you'll have to sit there with a shotgun probably to protect it from being eaten by, you know, the people who didn't want you to grow it in the first place. In Springfield, Missouri, there's an ordinance that says you cannot have bees unless you have, I think it's either 10 or 20 acres. Now, that would be like a Walmart location. Does anyone have that much land in Springfield, Missouri? Hardly. So, no bees in Springfield, Missouri. You mentioned a transfer switch. And you can have a computer-controlled transfer switch. And this switch will toggle between the grid and your generator or solar system or whatever the alternate electric supply is. And if the computer senses that the grid went down, it'll fire up the generator and throw the switch, so you're now running on your generator. I would not buy one of those. I would buy the kind that Gwyneth was talking about, and that's what we do have here, which is a manual one. So if I decide, or a family member decides to throw the switch to disconnect from the grid, we just pull a lever. And it's, I don't know, it takes maybe a quarter of a second, a half of a second to pull that lever. And we're disconnected from the grid. Or if we want to be on the grid, we throw the lever and be on the grid. So it's our choice. But I would not rely on a computer-controlled anything for that purpose. Because I don't want some computer to start some generator that's attached to it without my interaction. I would not want that to happen. Because there are all kinds of things that can go wrong, like fires. A fire can start by a generator. Well, what would happen if, let's say, an animal built a nest on the exhaust system? Does that happen around here? Yeah, it does. Yeah. If you leave a vehicle outside, there'll be all kinds of nests under the hood. Yeah, like opossum, mice, rats, all kinds of animals like shelter, kind of like we do. And prickly pears, we've grown them over the years, and you can grow them inside. They kind of look like a small version of a table tennis paddle. And you just stick them in the ground, and they just start growing and multiplying. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 71 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, is it a problem for you to talk about the royal family? Is it risky for you to mention anything about them, especially negative things?
Probably not.
Okay.
But I try to maintain a balance when I talk about them, because here in Australia you've got you do have a Republican movement in Australia, but it's basically George Soros funded. Okay, they want the Queen out of Australia so that they can basically take the country over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is not going to be good for the rest of us. So that's why I say I like to, maintain a balance to say, well, even though they're not perfect, even though they've got such huge problems, I know what happened when the Romanovs got assassinated in Russia. I know what happened when the Chinese royal family basically were done away with in China, and the Chinese communists came to power. And everywhere in the world where they get rid of the royal family, they introduce communism, and millions of innocent people die, because that's what communism does. Okay, and I know that there's a bunch of really, truly evil people that are in this country right now, and they would absolutely love to really do away with every one, last one of our common law rights. And the, about the only thing that stands in their way is the Australian Constitution, which is ultimately backed up by the Crown. And when push has come to shove, the High Court of Australia has every single time backed up the Australian Constitution, and the Queen, when she has been asked about it every single time, has backed up the Australian Constitution with not just her words, but with her deeds. So that is why it might seem a lot of the time that I'm quite sympathetic to the royal family. It's not that I can't see their problems, and their problems really, really upset me, because I know that these communists, what they always do, they have a playbook, and they're not very bright. They can't come up with any new ideas. They just have to keep doing the same old every single time, okay? And what they do is they assassinate your character, and then they assassinate you as a person. I'm not talking about you, Vincent Finnelli, although they would do that if they could. But they can't, because you've got an upright character. They can't do that with me, because I've got an upright character. But the royal family in recent years, they haven't had such an upright character. Okay? And because of that, they have left themselves wide open to the sort of character assassination that comes immediately before physical assassination. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does. And at the same time, we have Harry and Meghan jet-setting across the globe with an entourage, with security, private jets, drilling holes, boring holes in the atmosphere, at the same time saying, you know, we need to be good stewards of the planet, which they are not. And if you look at their homes are extravagant, their homes are huge. How many castles does the royal family need? Is three enough? Or do they need more? And so the commoners are paying for all this. And I would think they'd be pretty frosted with the extravagances. So, for example, if you want to drive in London with a diesel vehicle, which used to be just fine, it was promoted, hey, diesels are the way to go, they're energy efficient, then now there's a tax to drive in London. But what does the Queen drive? Is that a Bentley? It sure looks like she's driving a Rolls or a Bentley. And Harry and Meghan were in their 1964, I believe, Jaguar XKE. And Harry drives a Rover, right? Expensive, fuel-guzzling vehicles.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help, seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi revealing her list of House impeachment managers will prosecute the case against President Trump in a Senate trial, a trial now expected to begin on Tuesday. The team will be led by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intel and Judiciary panels. The other managers, California's Zoe Lofgren, New York's Hakeem Jeffries, Florida's Val Demings, Colorado's Jason Crow, and Texan's Sylvia Garcia. Nadler is saying at the briefing where the managers were announced.
Because, I mean, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it.
He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
President Trump will be signing the first phase of a new China trade deal shortly, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black.
Today,
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, I'm talking about Harry and Meghan. And her wardrobe, Gwyneth, is estimated to be at about $1 million. That's $1 million. Her white wedding dress cost $157,000. She has a Da Vinci cape dress, cost $18,000. That's just one dress. And, you know, you hardly see her wear the same thing twice. What I'm saying is, I think people who are in a position of leadership should lead by example. And that's not leading by example. I don't know, if I had to hire someone to help me spend $1 million on clothing, I don't think I could do it. I mean, my uniform is Wrangler. And, you know, the multi-$1,000 pair of shoes. Have you ever considered buying a pair of shoes for $1,000 or $2,000? Makes no
maybe a very, very long time ago when I was, when I was in my early 20s. Not since the reality of the world hit. No. Since the reality of the world hit.
When you were in your 20s, were you able to afford a $1,000 pair of shoes?
No, I was a university student. I had, renting rooms off of friends, and a lot of the time I was not eating particularly well, you know, because if I had to buy food, I was having trouble affording nourishing food. I might have considered buying a $2,000 pair of shoes, but, you know, the practicality of it was just, it was ultimately a pipe dream. But I would see them in the shops in Melbourne, and I would say, gee, that's a nice pair of shoes. Gee, I wish I could afford that. Meanwhile, I can't even afford proper food.
I feel better. I thought you were saying that you would buy a pair. Robert?
Maybe back then if I'd had a couple of $1,000 to spare, maybe I would. I mean, considering that the shoes that I were wearing were so wearing out that they looked like duck's beaks, you know, and you walk past the window and you see a $2,000 pair of shoes and your own shoes, the soles are wearing out and the tops are coming off, you know.
Yeah.
Then that sort of it's the same thing of where you get in Charles Dickens, you get the little kid who's utterly poverty stricken, and he's looking in the window at the nice family having a beautiful roast goose for Christmas, and he's licking his chops at the window, but he's not going to get any of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Robert in Kansas.
Yeah.
Robert in Kansas, welcome. I want to apologize to you. There are two buttons so close together on the call screen. One is drop and the other is air, and the mouse was just a little bit too far to the right, and I disconnected your call, so I apologize for that. Welcome. You're on with Gwyneth. Oh, see, what? Take down the dartboard. Take down the dartboard with your picture on it. I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. Yeah, you were emotional. And I reacted as if you were, and I want to make sure I heard you right, that when you said the word evil, were you saying that it was, Rich Sheban and Vin Finelli? And so, yeah. And then you told me, no, that was not the case.
No, not at all, Vincent. I should, if I get emotional like that, I should just hang up. And Rich Sheban has a certain intellect and a certain way of pushing my buttons. And so there's something about that, too. So maybe I just didn't call in with Rich. But I'm happy to be on with Gwyneth. I really enjoy her input, and I get a lot out of it, Gwyneth. Your insight is wonderful.
Robert, I wanted to ask you. I think Gwyneth brings an enormous amount of value to radio. And, you know, she was a person who would just call in and I liked her so well after a call, or maybe two calls, I asked her if she'd like to come on, and I liked her so well after that that I asked her if she would take a 2-hour slot, which is 1/5 of USA Prepares. That's how I feel about Gwyneth. What do you think she brings to the table? I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Vince, I think Gwyneth has been through some things in life that have been very uncomfortable, some suffering. And a lot of times when that's happening, you wish it wouldn't happen. But what it does is it brings about a certain level of understanding and consciousness, awareness that you wouldn't have otherwise. And I think Gwyneth has had to go through some things. And because she's come out the other side, she's learned so much, and she's so much more aware than the average person, that she that's what she brings. She brings the trials that she's been through, maybe at the time were, you know, awful, but, you know, you derive something from that. You really do, and Gwyneth brings that to the table for sure.
And she's willing to share those trials and tribulations with the entire world. And hardly anybody would want to do that. So I applaud her. And I like Gwyneth so much, I wish she would move right across the road from us. I really mean that. I think she'd be a wonderful neighbor. She's got so much to share. She's a wealth of knowledge. And what's really neat about Gwyneth is I don't think she has reverse in her gear selector. I don't think she backs down. Is that right, Gwyneth? It's all speeds are forward.
Yep. I'll tell you what, Vincent. You know, during this past life research, I go back, and because I was famous or infamous, I go back and I look at, what the history books have to say about me, hundreds of years ago. And I can recognize myself by what the history books say. And I sit down and I read what the books have to say. And I think to myself, yeah, that's exactly what I would have done in that situation.
You know, Gwyneth, some people might think what you're saying is crazy, thinking about a past life. And Robert, as well, Norm Shealy did a past life regression of me, and it was videoed. And I saw the video after. And in this past life regression, I was hypnotized. And I said I was nobody famous. Now, if I were embellishing, I'd say, you know, I were a general or a president. You know, I'd make something up about a great title. And I said I was just nobody. I was just a farmer, and nobody special. And Gwyneth came up with a person who she thought I was, which is John Parker. And he was involved in the shot heard around the world. Is that right, Gwyneth? Am I saying this correctly?
Yeah, that's right. But his view of himself was that he was just a farmer.
And that was really interesting.
That was his view of himself. That's what history records that he wrote down about himself. Mm-hmm. But he was just a farmer trying to protect his farm. And here's the really interesting thing. At the Battle of Lexington Concord, he was suffering from tuberculosis, the late stages of tuberculosis. And at the Battle of Lexington Concord, where he said that famous quote, which really, really just escapes me right now. But he had a really... Oh, yeah, that's something about, not firing first, you know? Let them... Don't fire first, let them be the bad guys, or something like that. It's
right.
A very, very famous quote. And it was actually John Parker that said it. And... that when he was saying that, when he was organizing the troops and all of that, he was doing that. He was deathly ill, and he actually got himself up out of his, pretty well out of his deathbed, okay? And he was spitting out blood, directing the troops at the Battle of Lexington Concord because he just wouldn't back down.
His quote is really quite simple, and I live by this. Don't fire unless fired upon. But if they mean to have a war, let it begin here. That's the quote.
Yeah, that's right. And this
Robert,
is the thing. Yeah.
Robert, have you considered becoming a farmer?
That's my dream, Vincent, is to have a farm, an enclosed type intensive farming situation where I can produce for myself and maybe a little bit extra for others. But, yeah, I would love to be out in the trees in Missouri doing that for sure, Vince.
Mm-hmm. Robert, let me ask you this. I have been trying for years to get people to work together and to build a village, and I've been unsuccessful. In your life, you've met a whole bunch of people. Do you think that you could build a village, meaning get 10, 15, 20 people together to work together for common goals, meaning have a village garden, have a village electric system, have a village defense, have a village school, have village meetings where you all literally work together for the good of all? Have you ever considered doing that, and do you think you'd be successful? And I'm not picking on you. I'm picking on the others who I think are hard to get to fall in line.
The key aspect in my mind, Vincent, is that you have a certain level of separation and independence of your family's operation or your operation, meaning that a complete communal effort is, they've tried it, and you know maybe some of the things that would occur if you actually have this shared labor, where if you have independent cells, so to speak, where you have your homestead, your family, your area, and you produce there, and then outside of that, maybe there is a connection with other cells that where you could have a school, you could have a collectivized defense, things like that, where you organize at that level. But if you try to put a commune together where you're going to depend on other people to do the right thing, well, you're going to find people who don't, and then they become the problem, and there's always a problem with that, I think. So you have to make them independent and of each other in a way.
Robert, can you hold through the break? I want to comment on that, because I've tried exactly what you've suggested, and I couldn't get that to work either. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, during the commercial breaks, I multitask and do things here on the farm. And so I missed part of this, but did I hear a double speak commercial? Did I hear Compliacin, you know, ask for it at yours? I missed most of it. So I've got to ask our engineer if he can send me a clip of that so I can listen to it. But I think they're having fun with us showing, I think, but I didn't hear enough of it to be sure, but it seems like that's what happened. So Robert, in Missouri, near here, very close to the farm, just a few miles away, there was 640 acres, which is 1 square mile, and I could have arranged the purchase of that and divided it into 2, 5, 10, and 20 acre parcels. One way in, one way out. And it had a stream running through it. I mean, it was magnificent. And we could have had it for about $1,500 an acre. So $15,000 would have gotten you 10 acres. $30,000, 20 acres. $3,000 would get you 2 acres. And I was ready to go with it, but I couldn't get enough interest. And I was stunned, absolutely stunned, because the taxes on that might have been, no matter what you bought, it's going to be less than $100 a year taxes. And we couldn't get it off the ground. I talked about it for months on the air. So
yeah, Vince, you'd have to almost found it as a nonprofit, have it all paid for, and then give away the land so you could have a potential tenant, a potential student, let's say a family, a young family, they come in, the land is free. Now, they don't actually own the land. There wouldn't be any taxation on them. The nonprofit would cover that. So in a way, you could give it away to the qualified people, and then if they failed, then you would also – you know, you would have that power. If they own the land themselves, you couldn't get rid of them, right? You could have a real bad egg in there. But if it was owned as a nonprofit corporation, then you would still have management control over things.
And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to invite people to come who would contribute skills, knowledge, labor, you know, for their own purposes. But they had to get along with everybody else because we didn't want to have any bad eggs, because that's a real problem. as you mentioned, but we couldn't get it to work. So I tried it twice, and we tried it again with 200 acres, and we had one person interested, or just one person, out of our entire radio audience. So what that tells me is that people don't, they want to talk about it, they want to think about it maybe a little bit, but they don't want to do it, and they don't want to move from their families. So in Virginia, if you look in a phone book, Jones is a pretty popular name. Vaughn is another popular name. Brown is another one. And so there, you know, there's a predominance of those names in the phone book. And although the Joneses don't love all the Joneses, they don't want to move away from them either. So that's why, I think that's a big reason why people don't want to move to, you know, go west, if you will. So,
Vincent, before we get off here, can I mention something to Gwyneth real quick?
Of course.
Okay. Your prime minister over there, Gwyneth, in Australia, it was a little while back, they were pressuring him to implement a carbon tax in Australia. And he refused, and he said, we're gonna do more practical things to take care of our environment. And it wasn't too long after that that someone set your country on fire. Now, I'm not saying they're connected. I'm saying that it's a coincidence, it's a heck of a coincidence though, right? He refused to go with the globalist UN plan of carbon taxation, and then immediately right thereafter you have people setting your whole place on fire there. So I don't know if that's what it was, but you know, in this world, that is certainly a possibility, you know?
Well, yeah. This thing of the 200 people, almost 180 something people, almost that got arrested for lighting fires. You know what has come out is that 20 of those people were lighting the fires maliciously. The other 160 people were basically just people lighting campfires out in the bush, you know. And there's nothing in the, court document that says that those campfires actually went out of control. Because, they have the power to arrest you basically for lighting a campfire on your own land here in Australia at certain times of the year, which is absolutely disgusting because I mentioned this the other week that I used to be homeless here in Australia, and I was homeless all over the country, all the way from Geraldton to here in Victoria and, all across the Nullarbor. And I must have lit over 100 campfires each night, okay? And not one of them went out of control. So as far as I can see, these people, these globalists, brainwashing the police into, just arresting anyone who lights a campfire, for any reason, to keep warm or to cook or whatever.
Gwyneth, we're out of time. We're out of time. We'll see you next week. Robert in Kansas, thank you for being with us.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.